Today's passage is Micah 3, verses 9 through 12. Hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob, and the rulers of the house of Israel, who detest justice, and make crooked all that is straight, who build Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity. Its heads give judgment for a bribe. Its priests teach for a price. Its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, "Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us." Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height. Throughout Micah 3, Micah has been prophesying against the leaders of Israel. Verses 1 to 4 were against the heads of Jacob, the political leaders. And verses 5 to 8, which you read yesterday, were against the prophets. Pastor Sean talked about how the prophets would change their message just based on what they received from the people. They'd cry peace to those who would give something to them to eat, versus war for those who did not benefit them with something to eat. As you may remember, verse 8, Micah proclaims, "But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might." The verses that we just read today are a continuation of the prophecies against the leaders of Israel. Verse 9 starts with the same call to attention as in verse 1. "Hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel." They are, of course, at fault for detesting justice. They seek to build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Micah says that they are building the holy land of Israel and building the holy city of Jerusalem with blood and iniquity. It reminds me of how sometimes we'll say that a corrupt organization was, quote unquote, built on a foundation of lies. It's the same thing that's going on here for the Israelite leaders. We've already gone over the ways that the leaders have sinned against God and sinned against his people, so we won't go too deeply on that today. I'd like to focus on the accusation of verse 11. Verse 11 reads, "Its heads gives judgment for a bribe. Its priests teach for a price. Its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, 'Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us.'" In the first part of verse 11, we see three parallel accusations against the heads, priests, and prophets. They are all performing their duties for a sinful reason. The heads, who are supposed to judge fairly, instead do so for a bribe. The priests, who are to teach the people how to live in a godly way, go astray themselves by looking for selfish gain. And lastly, the prophets, as we read about yesterday, who are supposed to relay the words of God as led by the Spirit, are instead speaking words based on how much money they receive. Again, this is the opposite of being filled by the Spirit. Perhaps the most troubling thing is that they are counting on the Lord's mercy in all of this. As the second part says, "Yet they lean on the Lord and say, 'Is not the Lord in the midst of us?'" They are hoping for the best, that no disaster shall come upon us. There's probably a lot of ways to describe what's going wrong here. One of the words that comes to mind for me is arrogance, since they are sinning against God and saying to themselves and others that God will simply look over their sins like it doesn't matter. Of course, God does not look over the leaders' sins. The leaders cannot fool themselves into the position of God. Verse 12 comes true with Assyria and eventually Babylon conquering both the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel. Jerusalem, the holy city where the temple stood, referred to here as the mountain of the house, Jerusalem would fall, something that was unthinkable to the leaders, especially in the time of Micah. They presumed that the temple would always stand because God helped the Israelites build it. Verse 12 matches up well with verse 10, where the building on blood and iniquities results in everything actually being destroyed by God. Let's consider our response as God's people today to these words. First, are we in any way mimicking the leaders of Israel here, who are presuming God's favor while we are acting in opposition to his instructions? As an example, in the area of our careers, are we treating anybody poorly or showing favoritism in order to advance while just saying that we trust in God? For me, I sometimes find myself thinking, if I move up the ladder in my workplace, then I'll have more influence and God can use me in a greater way. Which seems okay on the surface, but then I can warp that into, how can I make myself look better to make that happen? Or I can make that result in treating certain people differently in order to get my goals. I need the Holy Spirit to search my heart for ways that I am presuming his favor while actually living in self-centeredness. Let's ask God to clear out any arrogance in us. Secondly, very closely tied to that, let's also ask God to reveal any false motives in us. As mentioned yesterday, in ministry, particularly, serving one another in the church, we have to constantly check ourselves for any selfish reasons we are serving. As another confession, even in preparing these devotionals, sometimes I can think, I need to do a good job just so that people think I'm good at leading this. However, instead of selfish gain, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, like Micah was, to act in a pure manner. So today, let's pray for humility and purity. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage, and God, we are in awe that all the prophecies that you spoke through Micah did come to pass. And Lord, I pray that you would fill us with humility, God, that we would not presume your presence with us or presume that you'll just bless anything we do. But God, help our ways to be in line with yours. If they started out in line with yours yet strayed, God, may you turn us back to you. And God, along with that, God, along with humility, also just pray for purity in our hearts, that you would search our hearts for any selfish motives and rid us of those. Thank you, God. Thank you for your Spirit that works and sharpens us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.